Hello, and welcome to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in your OCR specification, searching algorithms. Whether you're aiming for a grade 7, 8, or 9, mastering linear and binary search is absolutely crucial because these algorithms appear in both the written exam and your programming tasks. Today, we'll explore exactly how these algorithms work, why they matter, and most importantly, how to earn every single mark when they come up in your exam. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Let's start with linear search, the simpler of the two algorithms. Imagine you're looking for a specific book on a shelf that's completely disorganized. What would you do? You'd start at one end and check each book one by one until you find it, right? That's exactly what linear search does. In linear search, the algorithm starts at the first element of a list, compares it to the target value you're searching for, and if it's not a match, moves to the next element. It continues this process sequentially through every item until either the target is found or the end of the list is reached. The key advantage? It works on any list, sorted or unsorted. The disadvantage? It can be slow for large data sets because in the worst case, you might have to check every single item. Now let's talk efficiency. If you have a list of 100 items and the target is the last one, linear search makes 100 comparisons. That's what we call linear time complexity, or ON in big O notation, where N is the number of items. Examiners love asking about efficiency, so remember this. Now, binary search is where things get clever. But here's the critical prerequisite that candidates often forget. The list must be sorted first. I cannot stress this enough. If you attempt binary search on an unsorted list, it simply won't work, and you'll lose marks immediately. Binary search uses a divide-and-conquer strategy. Here's how it works. You start by finding the middle element of the sorted list. You then compare this middle value to your target. If the target is smaller, you know it must be in the left half, so you discard the entire right half. If the target is larger, you discard the left half. You then repeat this process on the remaining half, finding the new middle, comparing and eliminating half of what's left each time. Let me walk you through a concrete example. Say we're searching for the number 23 in this sorted list. 2, 5, 8, 12, 19, 23, 31, 45, 52. The list has 9 elements, so the middle index is 4, which contains the value 19. Is 23 equal to 19? No. Is 23 greater than 19? Yes. So we eliminate everything to the left of 19 and focus on 23, 31, 45, 52. The new middle is 31. Is 23 equal to 31? No. Is 23 less than 31? Yes. So we eliminate 45 and 52. Now we're left with just 23 and 31, the middle is 23, and we found our target. In just 3 comparisons, we found the item in a list of 9. Compare that to linear search, which would have taken 6 comparisons. This efficiency is what makes binary search so powerful. It has logarithmic time complexity, or O log N. For a list of 1,000 items, binary search needs at most 10 comparisons, whereas linear search might need all 1,000. That's a massive difference. In OCR pseudocode, you'll need to know how to calculate the midpoint. The formula is mid equals low plus high divided by 2 using integer division, which in OCR syntax is written as div. So if low is 0 and high is 8, mid equals 0 plus 8 div 2, which equals 4. Make sure you use div, not regular division, because we need a whole number index, not a decimal. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right. Let's talk about how to maximize your marks. First, when you're asked to trace an algorithm, you must complete every single iteration in the table provided. Don't skip steps, even if the pattern seems obvious. Examiners award marks for showing you're working and missing a row means losing marks. Second, watch out for the comparison operator. In pseudocode, a single equal sign is for assignment, like setting a variable. A double equal sign is for comparison, like checking if two values are the same. Mixing these up is one of the most common mistakes, and it costs candidates marks every single year. Third, if a question asks you to compare linear and binary search, don't just say binary is faster. You need to be specific. Say something like, binary search is more efficient for large data sets because it has O log N, time complexity, compared to linear search's ON, but binary search requires the list to be sorted first, which adds pre-processing time. That's the kind of detail that gets you into the top mark band. Another tip, When writing pseudocode for these algorithms, make sure your loop termination conditions are correct. For linear search, you loop while the index is less than the length of the list and the item hasn't been found. For binary search, you loop while low is less than or equal to high. Get these conditions wrong and your algorithm won't work. Finally, remember that OCR uses specific syntax. It's not Python, it's not Java, it's OCR reference language. Use keywords like if, then, ilse, endif, while, eand while. Use div for integer division and mod for modulus. Stick to the specification and you'll avoid losing marks for incorrect syntax. Quick fire recall quiz, 1 minute. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask 3 quick questions and I want you to answer them in your head or out loud. Question 1. What is the key prerequisite for binary search to work? Pause now and answer. The answer is the list must be sorted. Question 2. What is the time complexity of linear search? Pause and answer. The answer is ON, or linear time. Question 3. In OCR pseudocode, what operator do you use to calculate the midpoint in binary search? Pause and answer. The answer is DIV for integer division. How did you do? If you got all 3, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we covered 2 essential searching algorithms. Linear search is simple, works on any list, but can be slow. Binary search is fast and efficient, but only works on sorted lists and uses a divide and conquer approach. Remember the key formulas, the OCR syntax, and always show you're working in trace tables. These algorithms are worth significant marks in component 02, and they often appear in 4 to 6 mark questions, so mastering them is non-negotiable if you're aiming for top grades. Keep practicing, keep tracing, and remember, every mark counts. Thanks for listening to GCSE Computer Science Essentials, and good luck with your revision.